The town has been abuzz over plans unveiled by Shad Khan's company. The Jaguars' owner wants to build a convention center across from the stadium. But as Jacksonville Daily Record reporter David Cotton tells us, any convention center is likely years away from even breaking ground. That's this week's Business Brief. So the Jaguars stole the news cycle with the unveiling of these renderings of this big convention center and hotel on the river here next to WJCT. But David, tell us what you found out when you got Mark Lamping, the team president, on the phone.
Yeah, Mark called media from London and he said this is going to be a project that takes place after and if the Hart Bridge ramps are torn down right here on Gator Bowl Boulevard. The mayor's office has $12.5 million from the state. They have another $12.5 million in his latest budget. And so if those get torn down, which would probably take about a year to 18 months to actually do once the work is started, then we can talk about building a convention center.
At the same time, there's the factor of the three competing bids to build a convention center. Are those essentially trying to build the same thing?
Yeah, essentially. The Jaguars really took the same square footage, the same number of hotel rooms with their bid down by the old City Hall Annex building and the Duval County Courthouse there on East Bay Street, which have been vacant for years. The city's looking to develop that into a possible convention center with a full-service hotel and a parking garage. So a day before the Jaguars unveiled this new plan, the city received three separate bids for the property along East Bay Street.
Those properties are going to be torn down no matter what, though.
Yes. In fact, the company Environmental Holdings Group was given their notice to proceed, which is a fancy way of saying it's time to start taking those things down. It's going to take a couple of months to do that. They have about 240 days to complete the job, and they were always going to be torn down. The mayor's office put $8 million in the budget last year to pay for that.
And the mayor's office tells us the Downtown Investment Authority is reviewing all of the proposals. So Shad Khan's proposal, maybe not a foregone conclusion. What do you think, David?
I would say the Jaguars have a great chance of landing this convention center. Now, one thing to keep in mind, we're not going to see dirt turned until probably 2021 at the earliest. The other part of their big development is developing Lot J and the western parking lots. Mark Lamping told us that that is something you will see happen way in advance. I believe 2019 is when you'll see some real movement over there on the parking lots.
Potentially involving JEA.
Yes. In fact, the JEA Board of Directors told us that they're considering five locations for their relocated headquarters. And one of those, Lot J, a 7-to-8-story building. Mark Lamping said 800 new JEA employees over there would be a catalyst for that development.
Now, these grand plans, if they do proceed, you mentioned we have to tear down some highway on-ramps. That's a little bit of a challenge. Also a challenge with the National Park Service?
Yeah, so Metro Park was purchased by the city with some federal grant money. And what those grant requirements include is keeping Metro Park as a park. So if the city wants to do anything else with that property, they have to find other property within Duval County to satisfy that requirement. So they have to swap it out, essentially. And that's still sort of up in the air, but I'm told they're moving towards that goal.
Some of the renderings look like there's green space to the west of the development, which is toward the shipyards area. That's a challenge because of environmental concerns in that area.
Well, and that's the reason why the development shifted to Lot J and Metro Park. Now, what they can do in the shipyards is, you know, if they keep it as a passive park, the environmental concerns aren't as bad. But it's when you start digging real deep to put big buildings down there beyond 2 to 3 feet, that's when there's a lot of cleanup involved. And so I think they'll keep that more of a green space there.
Okay, so that could kind of satisfy that requirement of the park, just kind of move the park a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. Although the city is saying, of course, there's no concrete plans, excuse the pun.
For our WJCT listeners looking at these plans, some of them have been concerned that WJCT seems to have been wiped off the map in Shad Khan's renderings.
But so two things from these renderings, not only WJCT studios, but the renderings show the small scoreboards and people say we don't need to move backwards. We need to keep the big boards. I would say for those folks who are watching this news cycle in the last couple of weeks when it comes to the development with Lot J, with the shipyards, just keep in mind, this is an update to a project that is still years away. I'm sure that the Jaguars and the city are going to come to an agreement, but don't expect it to happen in 2018. Expect some movement on this probably after the first of the year.
That's Jacksonville Daily Record reporter David Cotton. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo.